KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Well, a survey of trees is underway in Atlantic in preparation for what officials say is the inevitable invasion of the emerald ash borer. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring and Assistant Director Seth Stashelm told the Parks Board Monday evening that residents of the community may have seen or will soon see a couple of men standing in the public right-of-ways looking at trees in your neighborhood. Larry Bowman and Eric Sandsgaard are conducting an inventory of the trees, their location and condition. Stashelm says that he and Herring have been doing a lot of training, which has helped them identify trees and disease and other data for the tree census.
On Thursday, we went to an Emerald Ash Borer focus group meeting with like-sized people in our community, Glenwood, Harlan, and it was a positive experience. We went in there, not sure it was what we were going to experience, but we found out that we're kind of in on the front end of preparing for the Emerald Ash Borer. Which was really positive. Everything we've been doing within the training, inventorying, is exactly what we should be doing. We're right there. All the other communities were a little bit clueless on what to do, and so it was kind of nice to be like, well, we're kind of the role models in this incident.
In other business, the Parks Board on Monday approved a bid of $42,149 from Caliber Concrete of Adair for cement work in preparation for the Kitty Corral project at Sunnyside Park. The current Kitty Corral will be closed after Labor Day for demolition and reconstruction, so the Parks and Rec Department will not be accepting reservations for the shelter after that date until the project is complete. The board also received and approved a bid of $64,481 from Bluffs Paving and Utility Company of Crescent for the Bull Creek Trail project. The project will be paid for through a Transportation Alternatives Project, or TAP, grant amounting to $39,000 and a Wellmark grant amounting to $25,000. And the public is invited to the grand opening of the Horseshoe Pits at Sunnyside Park. That event takes place this morning at 10 o'clock. Chamber ambassadors and others will gather at the Camblin shelter before moving to the senior activity area for the horseshoe site dedication. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports two men were arrested on drug charges over the past couple of days. 47-year-old Kevin Eugene Stark of Adair was arrested early Monday morning for felony possession of a controlled substance methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Stark was being held in the Adair County Jail on $1,000 cash bond. And 36-year-old Sean Glenn Wolverton of Menlo was arrested Sunday evening for felony possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense. Wolverton also faces two counts of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, clozapam and hydrocodone. He was being held in the Adair County Jail on $5,000 cash, bond, or surety. And the Sheriff's Department said 29-year-old Tyler Gage of Bridgewater was arrested July 13th for theft in the fifth degree. He was later released from custody without bond. A Creston man who was cited over the weekend in Adair County for public intoxication was arrested Monday afternoon in Creston on a Department of Corrections warrant. Creston police say 26-year-old Blake Joseph Gunter was taken into custody at around 3:15 p.m. and held without bond at the Union County Jail. And a Creston man was arrested late Monday evening for domestic assault first offense. 18-year-old Joshua Michael Harleston was being held without bond at the Union County Jail. Creston police said also they received a report Monday that the Creston swimming pool had been broken into. The incident happened sometime between 7 p.m. Sunday through 8:30 a.m. Monday. Damage was perpetrated on a metal concession sliding door, glass clock, and glass on the concession door. The damage was estimated at $380. Elsewhere in area news, officials with Iowa Western Community College in Atlantic celebrated an open house Monday for their new 4,000-square-foot facilities renovation. A new Student Activity Center, or SAC, will serve as a point of connection for IWCC students, a place for resources, a comfortable place to meet, to collaborate, to attend a wide variety of club-related activities as well. Iowa Western President Dr. Dan Kinney attended the event. Iowa Western Athletic Center Director Ann Pross said Dr. Kinney has been unwavering in his support of the local college.
When we drove into town, we were commenting the building that we had before 2005 would probably fit in this room. So we've seen tremendous growth, and Ann cut it out. But it's really been great to see the growth here You know, obviously the design tech program is really the anchor. And that's a big part of why we have this room, because those students, they come and spend the whole day. And so between classes, they needed a place to study, to be able to access the library and that sort of thing. But we're really excited about it. And we really appreciate the community support that we've had to help this facility and the programs here, but especially the design tech program, grow and prosper.
Pross said the last time they had a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the expansion of the Atlantic Center of Iowa Western was in the winter of 2005.
At that point in time in 2005, Iowa Western occupied about one-third of the building with the vision set for growth. And it's been wonderful, and we're so thankful to our community and to all those students and our faculty and staff and adjuncts, because growth has allowed us to continue to develop through our building, added on in phases. In 2007, we added a wing of the building, which brought our own biological science labs, which I know instructors were sure thankful for that, having in-house facilities. In 2011 with design technology, and then now this space. So we could not be more proud to be able to have a student center that allows our students to connect. Connecting with one another, having that group of friends to do study together, to have that rich relationships we know will help make our students more successful. And our goal is for them to be able to graduate.
A new student activity center features a conference room, quiet study areas, a fireplace, beverage bar, computer stations, and Wi-Fi access, along with a new classroom. It also has office space. The student center is open until 9 p.m. most nights during the regular fall and spring semesters. Once the open house concluded, Iowa Western's board of directors went into their regular monthly meeting, which this month was held at the Atlantic Center. And the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's board of directors Monday agreed to set Friday, July 31st, as the date for the grand opening of the Buck Creek Dog Park, located on the northwest side of the Schulberg Recreation Area. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring said fencing around the park is installed and the Eagle Scout project for the dog playground equipment is in place.
Eric Weiser is the one that was responsible for that and built those.
Assistant Parks Director Seth Stasselm said the equipment includes hurdles for dogs, both large and small, and several other pieces.
On both sides, we do have a little tunnel that they had grabs from the plastic professionals, and they took those and put tunnels in there, and we put mulch underneath that, so we won't have a maintenance issue on weeds. And then we have some weaving pools, and then we have the A ramp, which they're not tied to the ground, but we're not going to have issues with people picking them up, that's for sure. We had four guys install them, and we had to take them apart and then put them together, so they're not going to go anywhere.
Signs, both large and small, have also arrived stating the rules and regulations. Those are set to be installed soon. A pergola or sunshade will also be erected. The July 31st grand opening will be an all-day event, beginning with a ribbon cutting at 10 a.m. Other activities tentatively planned for the day may include dog vaccinations by area veterinarians, animal shelter staff on hand for dog registration tables, and tables set up for water bottle distribution to dog owners, along with much more. The Parks Board reminds you, by the way, that if you use the Schulberg Rec area, that your dog's droppings must be picked up by you, even if the droppings are on the grass. The exception would be in the tall grass area. Bag stations are provided around that area for just that purpose. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.